since Send Away the Tigers, everything's been really, really natural and prolific as well. I think since Send Away the Tigers, 3 albums in 4 years, really.
It's a lot of hard work, actually, isn't it? Really?
It is, but having our own studio in Cardiff has helped immensely. You know, just in terms of writing, rehearsing, and having a general garden shed to block out the world for 40-year-old men, we all need it. But I definitely never short of inspiration. I think we learned to channel it in a better way over the last 5 years. I think we've just fell in love with being in a band again.
So what's inspired Postcards?
I guess the tactile nature of the postcards themselves were an inspiration to the feel of the record that Richie, James, Sean, my mum, my brother, my wife, I kept all those letters and postcards, and they're all 25, 26 years old now. And just our idea of, will people be keeping emails for that long? You know, are we missing? It's not actually saying the future or the present is terrible, but there is a nostalgic feel to the album that is trying to say perhaps we are missing out on certain tactile things that are worth keeping.
So where did you keep all these postcards and letters?
I'm a bit of a hoarder. I've just got boxes. I'm like Stanley Kubrick. I really, you know, I've got a fetish for stationery, so I just got loads of boxes, and they just felt, I wouldn't have kept them if I didn't feel they were worthwhile, you know.
And was it just a moment when you thought, I'm just going to look through them again, and maybe that prompts some memories? And...
Yeah, I guess you're always looking for an angle. I think the mistake bands make, if you're successful, you just keep repeating and you just trudge away, and before you know it, you kind of become completely irrelevant, and that's one thing we've always tried to avoid. So, you're looking for out of Journal for Plague Lovers, we were looking for something very uplifting, dare I say commercial. And I was telling James that, you know, we need to sound like Van Halen playing the Supremes and a Queen playing ABBA, just overload melody. And I think that's what we achieved.
I mean, it's sort of a return to sort of a similar vein to Everything Must Go, which was a hugely successful album for you.
Yeah, and I think sort of Holy Bible produced Everything Must Go, and Journal for Plague Lovers produced Postcards, both dark albums followed by sort of the melancholia turned into something really uplifting, which is a great trick we have as a band. I think we can turn something quite serious and quite sad into kind of really just positive sounding music.
Where are you happiest with your music? I mean, is it the uplifting stuff that you enjoy sort of writing and performing? Is that where you sort of connect, do you think?
It's very blessed that we've been able to do both. There's a real badge of honour, sort of, you can't touch us feel you get when you're doing the Holy Bible at the height of Britpop, when you just think, you know, you're not going to catch us in a Fred Perry, boys. We are making something completely for ourselves. So there's a real deep joy in that, but there is a joy in getting 4 Brit Awards as well for Everything Must Go. So it's like I said, there's 3 versions of the band. You know, there's the 2 I've talked about, and then there's the version where we lose our way a bit and react against it, so that's good.
But you are really back on track. I mean, the radio play to this first single, it's been excellent.
It's been staggering, you know. There's not many bands on their 10th record who can do that. And we're under no illusion. We know how hard, you know, it is so hard just to sell records or anything anymore, let alone when you're on your 10th record. You know, bands are usually living museums by then, just doing reunion tours or something. So,
but this is a fabulous record. I mean, this really stands out, doesn't it? It really sort of like, you know, it has your sound, but it's sort of like, it's quite fresh and great to listen to.
I think it is fresh because there's no one else doing it. You know, that we have a saturation of pop, of urban or metropolitan pop, which is, you know, as its place. I'm not against that. But in terms of guitar music, it's just such a terrible period. And I just felt like everyone's telling us the industry is dying. Let's just try and buck the trend. Let's just try and, you know, prove that if you really put everything into actual songs, melody, lyrics, old-fashioned kind of values, and add a sort of gloss to it, maybe it'll work.
And it's had a fantastic response from critics. People are saying, once again, best album yet.
I think people just have to bow down to the melody and the beauty of the record. I think even people who are not that fussed on us have just thought, God... You know, these at 41 years old on their 10th album, they've still had the passion and the wherewithal to make a record like this.